Are you a client-facing online entrepreneur ready to feel confident in how to run the behind the scenes of your online business? If you're tired of feeling like you're always flying by the seat of your pants and secretly drowning in wearing all the hats of your business, you're in the right place. I know you're ready to get organized, clear up your calendar, and fully step into the CEO that you know you're meant to be. So welcome to the Beyond the Systems podcast. I'm your host, Sam Wisnant, a systems strategist for client-facing businesses. I'm on a mission to help you streamline your business so you can save time, boost your profits, and feel confident about your growth. Are you ready to dive into the power of scalable systems? Then let's jump into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Beyond the Systems podcast. I'm your host, Sam Wisnant, and in this episode, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. I'm actually going to be walking you through two systems audits. So first off, what are systems audits? So systems audits are something I occasionally offer my audience for free on Instagram, or if I do a guest speaking opportunity, if I go into a mastermind or a group program or something, I will also give away a few of these systems audits as well. Basically, what it is where you fill out a form, you answer some questions, and you tell me about your business and just the biggest mess area in your business that's stressing you out the most. And I tell you where to start to fix it and to start getting some systems around it. So you can do this if you don't have any systems in place and you're like, where should I even start? Or if you do have systems in place, but you feel like there is a certain area that is holding you back, then this is also a great way to get feedback on it. So in this episode, I will be doing two examples. So I will give you all the information about the business first, and then I will dive into my recommendations for each business. And these are real systems audits that I have done. I have removed any names or like giveaway information just to respect people's privacy. But I think the takeaways from the systems audit can be really, really helpful for you if you are in a similar place as any of these two people. And if you would like your own systems audit, I'm going to be offering them for this episode's listeners. So you can go down into the form in the show notes and fill it out, and it will submit to me. And then I will send you back your systems audit with your own personalized game plan and a Loom video walking you through my recommendations and explaining exactly, you know, what I'm talking about. So let's just dive on in. So this first business that we are going to be auditing is an executive coach. So she helps ambitious professional women sort through chaotic demands and unrealistic expectations as they uplevel and thrive, finding space for freedom and joy. So that's kind of her tagline. She has two main offers. The first offer is a 3-hour one-on-one session. And this is just a kind of like a VIP strategy session that comes with a 30-day action plan, 2 post-session calls, and access via text or email for 30 days. So that is just kind of that one-on-one session. And then she also has one-on-one 6-month ongoing coaching. So one thing I'm going to say right off the bat, her offers are very simple. She only has 2, and they're very distinguishable, which I love. This makes this very, very easy to start setting up some systems. If you have listened to the episode about tripling your one-on-one capacity, this is like step one in this process, is having very, very clear offers that are streamlined and that you are always selling in the same way. So she is always selling this one-on-one 3-hour session. Even if she does change the price, like if she raises the price every 2 to 3 people, that's totally fine because the deliverables are staying the same. So we're still able to set up a lot of systems around this. And same with the one-on-one 6-month coaching. It's very, very clear what's included in that. It's a very streamlined offer. Even if we do end up raising the price as we go, that's totally fine. We can still set up a lot of systems around this. The hot mess in her business is getting clients, so sales. And then the systems on the back end, specifically the client onboarding systems. And then the tools that she has in her business is Dubsado, Zapier, Flowdesk, ClickFunnels, Vimeo, and Later. So just from this initial information, I can already start to see some gaps about where she can optimize what tools she's using, as well as where can she can start to get a bit more streamlined in her day-to-day operations. So I'm going to dive into my recommendations for what systems that I think she can go ahead and start with. So the first system, of course, I'm going to recommend is starting to set up some sort of project management tool. I gave her the options of ClickUp, Asana, or Trello. I would actually recommend Trello for this person because they do not have any project management tool in place. And I did meet this person one time on a group call, and they did tell me on the call that they were not like the most tech savvy person. The tech really overwhelmed them. So that's why I would actually recommend starting with Trello, because it's very, very easy to use and just get set up and just kind of get in that habit of using a project management tool. But I did also go ahead and give her my ClickUp templates for free so that if she wanted to use ClickUp, she could have a good starting point for that. And the three priorities that I mentioned that she should focus on when setting this up is a content calendar. So one of her main pain points was getting leads, sales. And I did go ahead and creep on her Instagram. She's not posting super, super consistently, and she doesn't have any team. So she doesn't have a social media manager or anything. So I definitely recommended having some sort of content calendar in place to start planning out content a bit more in advance and batching content, as well as a lead tracker. Like she said, getting clients in the sales part is the hot mess. So we want to really make sure we are tracking all of our leads and we're having those follow-ups and we are making the most out of every lead that comes into our world. And I will actually touch on this a bit more in a minute. And then the other priority was a client overview, because the thing I see with one-on-one clients or with people who have one-on-one clients is at first it's fine because maybe you only have like, you know, 3 or 5, or you can have up to 10, and like it can be pretty manageable without some sort of client overview tracker. But once you really start filling up your roster with one-on-one clients, you want to make sure you have some sort of tracker or overview where you're able to see when the client's starting, when the client is ending, what they're paying, any notes about them, just so you can keep track of what you still have to do for this container and you're not over-delivering in the long run. And then the second recommendation I am giving her is to map out the processes for your two core offers. So again, client onboarding was an area of hot mess, and she actually has a good tech stack right now where I don't think she needs any more tools. And one micro recommendation I gave her was to actually go ahead and cancel ClickFunnels and instead go for ThriveCart or some sort of checkout tool. So the reason I said this is because she also has Dubsado and she also has Flowdesk. So with ClickFunnels is landing pages, checkout. I think you could host courses maybe in there. You can have your emails in there. I don't think you can send contracts, but the main point of ClickFunnels is building funnels, right? It's building those sales pages and getting people to purchase something from you. But the thing with ClickFunnels is it is a monthly payment fee. And I don't think she, with the business she has now, because she has just the two one-on-one offers, she doesn't really have any other digital products or anything. She's not getting the most use out of ClickFunnels, especially if she also has Flowdesk for her email marketing. So this makes me wonder, what is she actually using ClickFunnels for? Is she just using it as more of like a website with landing pages, maybe a checkout page type of situation? And in that case, I think it would actually be more cost effective in the long run to go for something like ThriveCart, which is a checkout page tool. And you can also host your own courses in there. You can build landing pages and more like sales pages. And it's only a one-time fee. So you pay for it once and then you don't have to pay for it again. I really personally like that. And I do recommend this a lot for clients, especially when they're first starting, because I think this is a tool that you can use for a very long time in your business, especially even if you do end up going to a course hosting tool like Kajabi or Thinkific or Teachable, you can still use ThriveCart for your checkout pages. I have had a lot of clients that still do that because they just like the functionality of the checkout pages. I think it's a very easy tool to use. And I also love that it connects really well to other tools. So what I recommend from this is, first of all, mapping out your process for the two core offers, so that it's very clear, okay, if someone signs up for this VIP day situation, they pay, maybe they get a contract, then they book their one-on-one call, they have to fill out a form. Like, what are the steps that need to happen into that? And then we can go back and look at automations. So for automations, if she's charging the same price for everyone, if the VIP day offer is $997 and the 6 months coaching is $997 a month, well, then she can just make a checkout page for the VIP day offer. And it could be one payment of $997. And maybe she offers two payment plans or something like that as well. And then whenever someone is interested, she can just send the link. And then the nice thing is we could set up a Zap through Zapier. When someone pays for that VIP day, then it connects to Dubsado and creates a new project and starts a workflow in Dubsado where they get sent the contract and they get sent the welcome email and anything else they need for that onboarding process. Because again, she already has Dubsado and I think she's using that piece for forms and for contracts and maybe some emails and stuff like that. And so that was the example that I gave her, was that she could set up a checkout tool for her main offer and then have a Zap go to Dubsado, and then in Dubsado have a separate Dubsado workflow where it sends a contract and the welcome email and maybe a call scheduler or something. The first step to that is just mapping out the process in general. So then you can have that bird's eye view and be able to see what you can start to automate and where you're going to actually be using the tools that you have. And again, from this simple example, I can just see that she does not need to be paying for ClickFunnels, for example, every month, when she could just have something a lot more simple in place, pay for it one time. And then maybe as she grows, maybe in a year or two, if she really wants to start doing more passive products or something like that, then she could invest in something like ClickFunnels or maybe Kajabi or more of those all-in-one tools. And the final recommendation I gave her was a lead tip. So just for tracking the leads that are coming in, because I think when you're starting out in your business and you are really, really focused on sales and growing your business, it is really good to try to automate or at least make sure that you are aware of every single person that comes into your world. So having an automation of when someone subscribes to your newsletter, sending them to your project management tool, and then tagging you in the task. So sending them to your lead tracker tool that you set up in your project management, and then having the task of you reaching out to them in the DMs and just following up. If you can find them on Instagram, just saying, "Hey, I saw you downloaded my free guide. Would love to know what you think about it. If you have any questions, like, please let me know. I'm here." I think this type of touch point goes a very, very, very long way. Even if you only get replies like 50% of the time, it does mean a lot to the person that is receiving that person, because it already is showing that care. So the way you can make this super easy on yourself is by just automatically adding people to your lead tracker. So it's very easy for you to go and follow up with them. So those are the three recommendations that I gave her. Again, just simple recommendations on areas that she can get started in organizing this type of information and getting her business set up more to scale, especially around the client onboarding piece. That is going to be so, so key in terms of scaling that one-on-one offers to be able to systemize and automate as much as possible. Okay, so let's dive into the second example. So the second example is a fitness coach who specializes in kettlebell training at home for working moms. So love that niche. She is a mom of two kids and she has one signature one-on-one customized program. And in the systems audit, she said a lot of it is automated and it also needs to be elevated, but mainly she needs more inbound leads. And the biggest hot mess is content. So she would like to start focusing on just her clients, but she feels like sometimes it's very, very hard because she's so focused on content and trying to get inbound leads. Some tools that she has is Stripe, Zoom, Zapier, Squarespace, Acuity, Dubsado, Trainerize, Google Drive. And basically she uses Stripe for the payment, connected to the Trainerize, and then Zaps to Dubsado to start the welcome onboarding workflow. She also has a small team of a business partner and a virtual assistant to help with content writing. So already here, this is going to be different than the last one, because the last one was really focused on the client onboarding flow. But here it is really going to be more focused, I think, on content and utilizing your time and team better. So of course, first thing that I'm recommending is setting up a project management tool. I notice in the tech stack that there is not a project management tool in that. And I think especially setting up the project management tool to be a big focus on setting up content systems is going to be very, very key for this, especially because she does have a team. So she does have a business partner and she does have a virtual assistant. So we need to get everyone on the same page with what's happening in the business, specifically with content, if that's where she's spending all of her time. So really narrowing down on creating that content system. What is the process that you're going through for creating content? What is the strategy that you want to have week to week, and how much content do you want to be posting? And setting that up in some sort of project management tool. Again, I recommended like ClickUp, Asana, Trello, whatever is going to be easiest for you at first. That's what I recommend. And then from there, how can we start outsourcing more to her VA? Because one of the, I don't want to say red flags because that's kind of mean. But one thing I do notice is that she is saying that she spends a lot of time on content, but she also told me that she has a VA who's helping with content writing, specifically writing captions, writing email newsletters, occasionally writing some sales page copy. Okay, well, if you have a VA who is taking over part of your content creation for you, why is content creation still taking up so much of your time? So I think really here, it's getting clear on what is taking up the most of the time, right? Is it because we are doing things very last minute and it just feels chaotic and feels stressful? Is it the ideation that's taking up the most of the time? Is it the actual posting? Is it the graphic creation? Is it the reels making? Like, what actually is it that is taking up the most time? And how can we start outsourcing some of this piece or streamlining this so that it takes up less time, right? Is there a way that your VA could do more? So if your VA is already writing social media captions and email newsletters, well, it sounds like they have a good idea of your business. So could they also be doing some ideation? Could they also be potentially writing copy for graphic creation? You know, if maybe they can take over creating some carousels, anything that's not front facing where she has to be the one recording it, what can the VA do instead? And maybe that's even B-roll and making a reel and writing some text on the reel and being the one to write the caption and post that. Right? So getting super clear around what is taking up the most of the time, because I feel like it's just the unorganizedness of the content and of the content flow that is the most stressful piece, and being able to outsource those pieces so that if your social media strategy is one time a week, I'm going to do some B-roll reel where it's just, you know, me doing the laundry or me in a workout, you know, video footage of me doing a workout. Okay, I'm sure she has a lot of video footage of her doing a workout that she can put in a Google Drive folder and have the VA just create these reels for her. And then the next day is going to be a carousel post where it's going to be breaking down a topic a bit more. And then maybe Wednesday is going to be an actual like face to camera reel with a script or something. And then Thursday is going to be a photo with a caption. So out of those four posts, there are only one post that this person actually has to create, that the CEO actually has to create, and that is the face-to-camera talking reel. The three other posts could be created by the VA and then reviewed by the CEO, right? So it's just getting super smart about that. And that just comes from clarity, right? That just comes from clarity around knowing what you're going to post each week and what you need to do to actually create that post and not creating it last minute. And then another recommendation I did have as well was potentially investing in some sort of DM engagement specialist. I know this can kind of seem like weird advice, but I think this could actually be super helpful if you are spending a lot of times in your DMs or doing organic lead engagement. This could be very, very much worth your money in the long run to just invest in someone to be the one who is doing this for you for 20 to 30 minutes a day. And actually, this is not a super big investment in my opinion, but I do think it can have really, really great outcomes, especially if you already are operating your business in this type of way where you are selling a lot through the DMs and you are talking a lot through the DMs, or you're already doing this lead engagement in your business anyway. So I just threw that in as an extra idea because, again, her biggest hot mess was content and then also getting inbound leads. So I think that could help with just handling more of your inbound leads. The second recommendation that I have for her is just making the most out of her efforts. So I think there is a lot of things that just need clarity. Like I said, she needs more clarity with the content systems. I think more clarity around the lead system. So one of her biggest pain points is she needs more inbound leads. Is she doing lead generation 20 minutes a day? Is she following up with every single person who joins her email list? Again, like I said, with the last one, she can implement an automation of when someone joins the email list, I get tagged in my project management tool to go follow up with them in the DMs. And then of course, podcast guesting and guest speaking, being able to do that would be super nice. Right now, she is a bit too busy to be able to do that, I think, or to be go out and pitching and really land those opportunities. But that, again, that doesn't have to be all her, right? That can be something that the VA also helps with. And if she is super clear on what system she needs for that to happen, so maybe she tells the VA, hey, can you go find some podcasts for me that are about health and wellness, specifically for moms? I'm sure there are like 100 podcasts out there about health and wellness for moms. And the VA can go and make a list, and then she can have a pitch template. And then the CEO can say, okay, great, we're going to pitch these now. And then the VA can go and outline the template, and then the CEO can go review them. So there are ways to really lighten the load throughout these processes that seem super tedious and seem super time consuming, where a lot of the research phase, or a lot of at least the execution type phase, can be taken off. So then maybe the VA is sourcing the podcast and like writing the initial pitches, and then the CEO is reviewing the pitches and actually sending them out herself just in one go, where she's like reading it, she's making any changes, and then she's the one who is sending it through her email. And then the third recommendation I had was mapping out the client experience and what could be elevated about it. Like she said, it was already a lot of it was automated, so I was a bit confused on what really needed to be elevated. So maybe that means more touch points, more emails, or more guidance. So I think this is something that elevates a client onboarding experience a lot, is just having like videos throughout your onboarding experience where you're like, they get a welcome email and then it's like a welcome video. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited you're here. And here's the first things you need to do that someone can actually watch. I think that can elevate a client experience a lot. So I just gave a few tips for that. But overall, I would be interested to hear more about what she thinks could be elevated about it, because like she said, it is more automated and it is a one-on-one program. So I think once they go through the automation and they get in her world, I think it's probably fine because she is talking to them directly. It's not in any sort of group setting. And then the last recommendation that I had for her was, because she has an evergreen program, this was just a tip. And the last recommendation, which this is more of a tip in terms of her evergreen program, because I do see this a lot with these more evergreen programs, is that it can be really hard to create urgency. So something that I suggested was that maybe every month she offers a new bonus or maybe some sort of discount or something that changes month to month. So in December, maybe she could be offering a free extra PDF or a free extra guide or tracker or one-on-one session. And then in January, she could do a group class where it's like everyone who's already in the program is going to get this group class for free, but anyone who joins during January will get to access this group class as well. So where you can add in these extra bonuses, and it's stuff that you could be doing anyway or kind of already have in there. But again, they're just going to be more highlighted throughout that. And so it's maybe something that you're creating. So if you were like doing a lot of one-on-one and you're like, oh, I want to create some sort of group program, but I'm going to need more assets to have for the group program, then this is something that you can create while you still are doing one-on-one and then just start offering it as bonuses. So like, oh, this month I'm creating a new TikTok course and everyone who joins my coaching program this month is going to get access. Okay, great. And then next month is everyone who joins is going to get a free systems audit or something like that. So finding things that you can highlight and offer as bonuses from month to month, just to create that urgency and create that interest, I think can be really, really helpful when you are constantly selling the same thing on repeat. And especially for yourself, I know for me, all of my offers are evergreen and I sell them all the time. It can get a bit boring. Like I will be honest with you. It can get a bit boring to be like, okay, like again, sign up, build your system, set up your systems. Like this is what I have. So it's also making it a bit more fun for yourself. Okay, so that was the two systems audits. If you liked it, please let me know. Send me a DM, reply to the email. If this was helpful for you, I would be happy to do them again. And if not, then don't tell me. I'm just kidding. And of course, as a special treat, if you would like your own personalized systems audit, please go fill out the form linked in the show notes and I will send one over to you. Thank you so much for listening and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Beyond the Systems podcast. I hope that this episode has given you the insight into the impact systems can have on your business so that you can scale to the next level. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate and review the show and share it with others. Your review will help us spread the word about the power of systems. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again in the next episode.